For Drew's Brews today on US 99, I wanted to revisit my favorite accidental find of 2021. It happened just about a year ago, and it turned into one of my top three Chicagoland brewery experiences of all time. Nestled in a shopping mall, it is possible to miss them if you blink, but once you go in, you will never forget. Today, we are loving on Roaring Table Brewing Company in Lake Zurich. What a cool overall vibe from the moment you walk in. Frosted doors, they lead you into a beautiful, open, big space. Booths along the wall, a nice long bar to pull up a chair, several tables that can fit 2 or 10 people. They got a cozy fireplace lounge. Very welcoming. Personally, I love it when you can see the brewery operations from wherever you're sitting. It adds to the ambiance, and if you're lucky, you get to see them working on new creations, and the hops smells will be full force. What made my experience so memorable, my favorite accidental find last year, was the bartender, Megan. She was so welcoming. I stopped in on a Friday night. I'd had a bad day. It was my last stop before heading home. She reset my entire day, the friendliest person I talked to all day. And really, isn't that what you want in a place that might be your last stop before heading home sometimes? It was exactly what I needed. So when I do visit a brewery for the first time, I like to do a flight and a pint. Taste what you're curious about and then enjoy what you love. Something that really piqued my interest lately, their Green Kite Double IPA. It's a collab with Alter Brewing. We've talked about them before. The folks at Roaring Table, they describe it as a big, bright, lip-smacking beer where they hope the future of West Coast IPA is heading. A simple malt bill allows the mix of old and new school hops to shine with a focus on rounded, rich bitterness that adds heft to the texture of each sip. I mentioned this to Austin earlier this week. I think the West Coast IPA is the new juicy, hazy style. So many breweries are rediscovering the ease and drinkability and creativity of the West Coast IPA. But I'm always a sucker for a great hazy IPA. Theirs, Roaring Table's, is called Tuba Solo. Award-winning. I just love the name, too. They built it by hand with a ridiculous amount of hops. They want you to keep it cold and drink it fresh. What else does Roaring Table have? They got a wild ale brewed with wine grapes. Super creative. They got a Belgian pale ale, a Hell's, a Saison, some hard seltzers, too. But my favorite beer at Roaring Table Brewing Company in Lake Zurich, it is the Hazelnut and Vanilla BBA Imperial Stout. They call it the Observer and Observed. It is a giant, not a big boy, a giant. Massive flavors. It's a blend of two stouts, one aged for 2 years in Elijah Craig 12-year bourbon barrels, the other for 1 year in Willett bourbon barrels. This is a big, rich, luxurious beer. They say it pairs best with bottle shares and good company. Dosed with hazelnut and vanilla. Bottle shares, that's it. Why? Because it's a 13.5%er. Like I said, a giant, but so wonderful to taste and share with others at the same time. Now, Roaring Table, they won the bronze medal for their classic Saison at the World Beer Cup competition this year. What does that mean? They make phenomenal beer. What else is great about Roaring Table? They do features almost every night of the week. Tuesdays are vinyl nights. You can bring your own in or just enjoy what the DJ is spinning for you. To-go deals on Wednesdays, trivia Thursdays, live music Fridays and Saturdays, food trucks on the weekends, and Sundays are always $2 off every pint. How about that? Beers and bears, $2 off pints. I like it. They're just off Rand Road, the intersection of Rand and Route 22 in Lake Zurich, right next to Jersey Mike's. On socials, at Roaring Table. Online, roaringtable.com. R-O-A-R-I-N-G, table.com. Open Tuesday through Friday at 4 o'clock, Saturdays and Sundays at noon. They are Roaring Table Brewing Company in Lake Zurich. Stop by this weekend and tell them Drew's Brews sent ya.